At Cool Air Products, we developed AC Smart Seal Quick Shot with professionals in mind. It's the only product on the market that's 3-in-1 with sealant, lubricant, and UV dye all in a single application. It's non-toxic, non-flammable, 100% safe to the touch, eco-friendly, and compatible with all refrigerants. It's a safe solution option, backed by years of R&D, Intertech tested, and has sealed millions of leaks. AC Smart Seal, the professional's choice.
So somebody reached out the other day and their question was, do you have a podcast on being confident as a technician? My answer immediately, well, I guess it's a yes and no answer, but immediately the answer was no, I don't have a specific podcast on that. But I do have one entitled Don't Be Scared, It's Only HVAC. One of my very, very first ones, it's an older podcast, and basically discussed some things that, hey guys, it's just HVAC. It's not, we're not doing surgery on a 5-year-old kid. We don't need to be so scared. It's nuts and bolts, it's oil, it's compressors. So I'm going to do a quick micro podcast on just being confident. It's a technique that helped me out. Okay. And it's a slow process though. It doesn't happen right away. It takes time. It takes experience. Just a couple of announcements before I get into it. So I reached out to NAVAC after talking to Kevin Mayer on the podcast the other week about the battery operated flaring tool. It sounds very, very cool. And I would love to demo it. And we're going to do a demo for you guys of the tool. We're going to put it out on all the social media channels, and it's going to be cool. It's going to be a cool one to test out. The other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention is the Testo fall promo is now active. So basically, if you buy the Testo 300 touchscreen combustion analyzer, you will get for free a Weeha Speed E screwdriver kit. Now that's the battery operated screwdriver. Somebody told me they checked on Amazon. It was like $240. Okay, so it's a pretty sweet gift that you're going to get for absolutely free when you buy the Testo 300 combustion analyzer. The other thing, guys, is the XOI demo, 30 days for free, is now out. It's in effect. Okay, you try it. You need two techs. Okay, two techs, try it for 30 days. If you guys like it, your boss, manager, owner, whomever, if they sign up, whoever signs or fills out the form in the get-go gets the $500 reward. So if you're going to sign up, just remember to use promo code TECHPROMO at the bottom, and I'm going to leave the landing page in the podcast summary here. So guys, confidence. I'm going to tell you a story about me being a technician, being a young apprentice, and going to service calls basically for the first time, right? My first go-around of doing service on my own. So I'd get sent, I would attempt to diagnose the problem, and once I thought I knew what it was, race out to the supplier, pace back and forth, because I didn't know if my diagnosis was going to fix the unit. So I was in fear of that, in fear of failing, right? But what I didn't notice, or sorry, what I should say is what I didn't realize back then is that failing is not really failing if you learn. Failing is failing if you continue to do the same thing over and over and over again. But if I went back with that part and it was right, I would have learned, hey, that part fixes that problem. If I went back with that part and it didn't work, I would know, hey, that part doesn't do a goddamn thing for the problem I was having. And if I learned that, that's valuable. That builds confidence. It might kick you in the ass right there and then, but you don't realize it at the time, but that's building confidence. Okay. One thing after doing this a few times, screwing up a few times, my service manager used to always say to me, did you verify the part was bad? Now, what that means is, here's an example. I'll give you a couple. So you get to a site and the blower motor, and I'm in commercial, so my life relates to like three phase and all that stuff. So I get to the unit, the blower motor, it's running, but it sounds horrible. Okay. So I take it out, put a new one in. This is an example. Take it out, put a new one in. Same thing. It sounds horrible. Well, damn, that's a brand new motor. I thought that would have fixed the problem. Well, I didn't bother to check the power supply to the motor first to make sure it was right. Because what can happen in a three-phase unit, you lose one fuse for whatever reason. The motor starts the single phase, meaning there's only two legs of power going. It's a single phase, two legs of power, but it's a single phase. So the motor, it may run, it may not run, it may just go up in smoke, but I've seen them run single phasing, and they don't run as fast, and they sound horrible. So verifying the part is failed, like checking the resistance across it, checking the resistance to ground, using a megger, checking it that way. And then when you deem that motor is okay, like there's nothing wrong with this motor, there's got to be something else going on. Oh, damn, I'm down a leg of power. Let's change that fuse and go from there. Okay, the other one. Now, this really happened to me. So the contactor not pulling in. But it's calling. I'm getting 24 volts to Y. I got 24 volts to one side to ground on that contactor. What's going on here? Well, it's my GoPro beeping in the background there. So what happened is that I went and replaced that contactor, doing the same thing, not pulling in. And then I went a little bit further after. I'm like, yeah, 24 volts to ground on the one side, 24 volts to ground on the other side. That's weird. Across it, 0 volts. That's weird. So what happened was there was no common. The common must have broke somewhere. I don't remember where, but I remember I had no common for that contactor coil. And here's a trick. If you have no common, you want to verify the operation of that contactor, you can take the common side of the coil, okay, and then ground it. So power coming in one side, the common, you can take the other, like the common, the other side of the coil, you can take it and put it right to ground, and that contactor, if it's good, will pull in. So we verified that our common was missing and the contactor was good all in that same one shot. So if I just verified that the part was good or bad, I wouldn't have went out and got another contactor. So verification, and this is kind of the technique I was speaking to you about in the beginning, verification of the part, verifying that it's faulty before you run out to a supplier is key. Because then when you know it's bad, you know that part is bad, when you go to the supplier, you're not panicking anymore. You're not wondering, you're not in fear of going back with the wrong part. So verification is key. And there's all kinds of information out there online these days to look up. Okay, and if you can't find the information online, all I can do is suggest that you just over time create a very strong base knowledge of refrigeration and electrical. Okay, because when you have a strong base knowledge, you can figure anything out. Okay, so strong base knowledge is going to build your confidence, and verifying a part is actually faulty before going out to the supplier is also going to make you confident. And just remember, when you screw up, you make a mistake, as long as you learn and don't repeat it, you are also winning, because you just learned something. Your ego got bruised at that point because you had to call someone and say, I fucked up. But guess what? In a month from now, when that same problem occurs, you're not going to make the same mistake. And you can pick up the phone and teach an apprentice or someone that's underneath you, or even a senior technician, what happened, and they can learn from it as well. So discussion, communicating, base knowledge, verifying parts, that all goes towards building confidence as a technician. That's it, guys. Short micro podcast. I'm out. Happy HVACing.